It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It's a Labor Day tradition, the annual West Indian Day parade, with people marching and dancing their way along Eastern Parkway today, while candidates for City Hall try to rally support at the celebration of Caribbean culture. It's one of the last big public events before next week's primary election. WNYC's Bridget Bergen walked the route and joins me now. Hello, Bridget.
Hi, Amy.
Hey. So we hear that very enthusiastic supporter. Sounds like he was cheering for Bill de Blasio. Tell me more about what it was like out there.
Well, first of all, it was really hot. But the Democrats were all out there sort of working the crowd. Christine Quinn, Bill Thompson, Anthony Weiner. They all marched with some supporters. But as you heard that very enthusiastic parade goer say, this was a Bill de Blasio supporter. Bill de Blasio brought out dozens and dozens of supporters. And, you know, sometimes in these parades where people sort of trickle away towards the end, it seemed like Bill de Blasio was picking up people as we got closer to Grand Army Plaza.
What was their mood like? He's moved ahead in the polls, a late surge as we come to the primary, just a week away. Are they feeling confident?
The way you described it, you definitely sense some momentum. And you know, not a celebration for victory yet, but people were definitely feeling spirited. He was there with his family, his wife Charlene, his two children, Dante and Kiara.
Charlene is Caribbean American, too.
Exactly. Her grandparents are from Barbados. And she said this is one of their favorite parades all year long. I tweeted out a photo from the parade of them dancing, and Bill de Blasio is in midair. They're doing what is, they were calling it the Smackdown. And it was a dance move that his cousin, who was also marching with them, Vinny Wilhelm, had developed. And it was a signature move. They did it multiple times throughout the parade.
So they're calling it the Vinny. And seriously, Bill de Blasio has a cousin named Vinny.
Huh. Yeah. Eat your heart out, Joe Pesci. They were calling it the Smackdown, actually. But he does have a cousin, Vinny, which is, you know, worth mentioning for its own.
Right. For the movie connection there. What about the other candidates? What was Bill Thompson doing today?
Well, you know, as you have been reporting all day long, there was that really tragic fatal shooting of a one-year-old child in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Bill Thompson went and met with the family, and he also used it as an opportunity to talk about what needs to happen, and he was talking about community policing.
Officers on the grounds, in the neighborhoods, working with residents, working closer together, and that way understanding who are the people who have guns, targeting them better, being able to have residents in the neighborhood say it's that person, it's that person, it's that person, and try and preventing, you know, these shootings before they occur.
So a signature part of Thompson's campaign has been to talk about how he would eliminate racial profiling and change from the era of stop and frisk to an era of community policing. So he went out to Brownsville, met with the family. He was there with his wife. And you could really see after he had talked to this mother whose child was in a stroller as they were walking across the street from their house, that he was definitely affected by it. And then from there, he had to shift gears and do what the rest of the candidates were doing, was, you know, get back to the parade and then march that route along Eastern Parkway.
Right. A very heavy mood undercutting the exuberance and the celebration of the West Indian Day Parade because of this shooting of one-year-old Antique Hennis last night, as you were saying, while being pushed across the street in the stroller by his father. Tell me about former frontrunner Christine Quinn. Even a week ago, this could have been the city council speaker's big finish after landing all these major endorsements in the papers.
I mean, talk about the difference a week can make, right? We have these polls that come out that continue to show Bill de Blasio gaining momentum, you know, really solidifying him as the frontrunner. So she was out there. She was working it. She was with outgoing Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz on his float. So let's just listen to a little bit of what Marty had to say.
One and only Christine Quinn. Time for a woman mayor. We've guys have had enough, right?
So Quinn was there. She got off the float several times. She did face a few hecklers, and, you know, WNYC walked the parade route with her as well. Her supporters were a much smaller contingent than some of the other candidates. But, you know, at this point, the The next big thing for all of these folks comes tomorrow night. It's the final Democratic mayoral debate. It's at 8 p.m. on WNYC. You can tune in and listen here. And that is a crucial moment for all of these candidates. This is their last chance to convince voters that they are the right Democrat for the job for the upcoming primary.
And Republican Joe Loda also joining in the West Indian Day parade, a big event for candidates to work the crowds, as you mentioned, Bridget Bergen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.